This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You ready for a much-needed Sox win, Keith?
Oh, I am very ready for a Sox win.
Needed it.
Needed it.
Had to happen, and it did.
Thank the baseball gods.
In the cold. How'd they do it?
Freezing.
How'd they do it?
I don't know. A little bit of luck?
I guess. Sooner or later,
couple
it's all got to level out.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how much credit we're allowed to give Trevor Story.
Why not?
I don't know. You thump it into the ground like he
the
did
the hero
yesterday.
Of the game?
Yeah.
You're going to take away credit from Trevor Story?
I mean, I guess if I got on him the day before for not coming through in the 10th even making contact in the 10th in the game on Wednesday,
right.
I got to give him some credit for last night. He didn't exactly rip the thing.
No.
But the Red Sox get the win, 4-3. They walk it off against the Jays yesterday. They avoid the sweep. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe on a busy Friday. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number to call us up and text as well. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We said badly needed win for the Red Sox. They're back to 500. You don't want to overstate it, but again, they've gotten into a couple of these situations. They needed a couple of wins in Baltimore to come back home for the Cardinals series. You did not want the crowd on you in the home opener a week ago. It felt like this is a necessary one, and it feels like one that could build into something given the ease of their schedule coming up. So I don't think you can overstate how important that was.
No, yesterday. I thought it was pretty significant, really, because the Blue Jays aren't even supposed to be that good. So if you wear a 4-0 sweep at home to the Blue Jays early in the season, like that's pretty demoralizing. And we've seen this team go on streaks, right? We've seen them already have a long losing streak, a long winning streak, and then what looked to be maybe a 4-game sweep. So they desperately needed that. Also, it's a game where I know he ended up playing, but you start the game, no Vlad Guerrero on the other side. So you're like, all right, their best guy's not even in the lineup. They're almost like giving you this one. You got a good pitching performance from Walker Buehler, which you hadn't gotten the first couple of times out. So that comment, you didn't want to lose both the Houck good performance and the Buehler good performance.
It's a good point. Like, they wasted Houck the start before. He was really good.
Yep.
You don't want to waste Buehler's on top of it because Buehler yesterday was really good.
The
two guys who have been scuffling and the two guys I was most concerned about, and I still have concerns about, two bad starts for each, one good one for each.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still have concerns, but I'll give them credit for how they pitched the last couple times out. You can't waste both of those. So at least they were able to get the W out of that from Walker Buehler. And I think some of their still problems or their same problems rather exist that we've seen. The defense was poor. They're still striking out a ton. But at least you got the W and hopefully a little momentum for the White Sox series, the Rays, and the White Sox again, where they should fatten up.
They absolutely should. But, I mean, you know, months from now when we're talking about playoff spots and hopefully the Red Sox are in it late and they're, you know, either a game up or a game back, these games all count, right? Like, these games are all a part of it. It's not just, well, you got to wait till after the deadline and then you really get going. No, you would look back and say, hey, remember in April when they lost 4 straight at home to the Toronto Blue Jays, who my guess is are probably they're going to be out of it? And you say, how did that happen? And like the bats just went so cold after a monster performance on Sunday Night Baseball against St. Louis. You had four games where you didn't even reach that run total, not even close from what you scored in one game against the Cardinals. So they were able to break through, getting an extra inning win. Great. Maybe that gives you a little bit of a boost going forward, because it wasn't pretty. It was another gross weather game. It was another game that they certainly weren't perfect in the field, missed opportunities and all that stuff, but they were able to grind out a win. And at this point of the year, you know, being 500 compared to two games under early on, I think that is a big swing.
So, you know, I think the whole cold weather thing has been embarrassing for them. We started talking about this early in the week on Monday, or I guess coming in after the game on Monday. On Tuesday, we started talking about this. Like, they're all bundled up. They're crying about it. I highlighted a Carrabba's tweet where he's like, you're not even watching baseball. And I'm like, well, it looked like the Blue Jays were playing baseball. Why weren't the Red Sox?
Right.
And that started earlier in the week. I do think it was embarrassing, and I think, you know, the Red Sox looked very soft for the way they started this series, and even last night to a degree. Like, they're still not hitting. They're still doing nothing. They're still all bundled up in the cold weather. But yeah. I don't apply it to anything bigger. Maybe I should, but, like, I've heard some do that. I heard the Greg Hill Show talking about this morning. Like, does it say anything big picture about the Red Sox that some cold weather rolled in and they struggled and looked like they didn't want to be out there and struck out a million times and can't field a baseball? Like, does that say anything about them big picture, the way they didn't soldier through the weather, at least until yesterday? Or was that just kind of a one-off and a bad look, but nothing more than that?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I saw a quote from Cora, I think it was 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
The Globe and Pete Abe, that one, where they wanted to move the games?
This one. Steve Buckley put it on Twitter, and it was, quote, "We always complain about the weather in April. We don't in October." And it's the same weather.
Right.
Right? Like, I found that, like, that was pretty well put, where, like, early in the season, for whatever reason, it's just like, oh, my God. And, you know, and maybe it's because you were just in Fort Myers, and it's just such a shock to the system, whereas, you know, August is so hot, and then September, and then, like, you gradually get into the colder games. Maybe this is like, hey, we were just playing when it was 80 degrees. Now it's 29 degrees.
There's also just not the same stakes, right?
Well, I think it's that, too.
Playoff baseball versus you're like, whatever.
Play on Hoth if you're in the World Series. You don't care.
We're going to see the Blue Jays 19 times this year, and, like, I want them to take the game seriously, but I understand the human nature of that, where you're able to tune it out a little bit more. But no, going from Florida to Mexico to Texas and then that crap is more jarring than the gradual progression of the season. Look,
overall, I do think it's kind of soft.
It is soft.
You know, and I know a lot of these guys certainly aren't from New England, right, where we're kind of used to the weather and everybody's played sports in this weather, and that's just what you deal with. You have a lot of guys from the Dominican and Venezuela and California and Florida, so it's not ideal. But what we always go back to is Toronto's playing in it. The White Sox are going to play in it. The Cardinals played in it, right? Like, that's just what it couldn't be more fair, because, like, both teams are pitching in it, both teams are hitting in it.
I'll be honest. I don't subscribe it to anything bigger picture. It's a series where, I mean, they look soft. It's a series where I do think it's a bad look for them, but I don't affix it to October and say they're going to struggle in October because of
this. What's the worst excuse? Remember a couple years ago, Alex Cora was complaining that they opened up on the road? Remember that whole thing? He was like, oh, well, then we had to start in Seattle, and, like, then we came home, and you're like, all right, so, like, what did you want to do?
I feel
like
what you got to do.
Like, you're going to play 81 on the road, 81 at home.
No, they should start with 10 on the West Coast every single year,
or a dome team or whatever.
And, by the way, it was stupid they started the year against the Cardinals, if you want to go back to that. It's not because I don't like interleague play.
Finally.
But opening with a team you only play once in retrospect, where you can't make up the games. Like, they had to force in the doubleheader on Sunday last weekend because you couldn't move. If you open with the Blue Jays to your side of the street, Keith, they'd come back 8 million times. You could make it up, whatever. So if you have thoughts on the weather and the Red Sox, their walk-off win yesterday, you can jump in. 617-779-7937. That's also your text line. I already see a lot of negativity.
What?
On our approach to today's show.
Oh, negativity about our approach?
To us. Yes.
What the hell did we do?
Text line, oh my God. The first 30 seconds of the show and Mr. and Mrs. Negativity are at it. I don't know who is who.
We'll let you guys decide.
Honestly, even inferring gender in this day and age is very, very insulting.
How dare you?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's see.
What I don't else know. How are we negative? We said it was a good win. It was a much needed win.
You guys are hilarious. It took you 4 seconds to say something negative.
What?
And that it was cold and they won.
It was cold and they won.
How long before you say the pitching was good, especially Walker Buehler? My guess is you won't say any of that.
Oh, I did. Sorry, I think we did that, ma'am.
Maybe in the first 30 seconds of the show.
No, Buehler was great because Buehler was one of the guys, one of the reasons why I was so excited about this season and thought that they were going to win the division was because of Walker Buehler. I thought Walker Buehler was going to be better than everybody else in the staff besides Garrett Crochet. It sort of push Hauk down. Then you don't need to rely on Bayo, who still hasn't pitched at the major league level yet, or Crawford, if we ever see him again, or Giolito. And the first couple of starts for Buehler, I was like, oh, like maybe I kind of overstated things. Now, this is only one good one, but it is a good one. 6 1/3, one run allowed, only one walk, 7 strikeouts. It was good to see Red Sox pitchers striking guys out yesterday as opposed to the reverse.
Well, I mean, the Red
Sox still struck out 10 times.
They struck out a ton yesterday still.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to go too far with the Buehler compliment. He was good yesterday.
He was.
Walker Buehler's ERA is 5.74. Tanner Houck is 4.41. That's more in line.
Yeah.
I need to see more out of those two guys before I say they've fixed it. But, okay, they've been better.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give them credit for that. And to your point, the Red Sox didn't waste the start from Buehler yesterday.
They still can't really field.
No. So I want to get to that in one moment. But real quick, this is a good point by the text line, too. Guys, October is the new August. They'll be fine. Well, this is true. This is where shifting weather patterns, call it what you want, climate change, shifting weather pattern, whatever you want to call it. How dare I?
Some people are going to be mad about that.
How dare I?
You shouldn't have said that.
I mean, text line's bringing up gender. We're bringing up climate change.
This is a rocky start. Start the show over, Nick.
It's a cancelable Friday program. But that's true. Like, how cold is October even these days? It kind of is the new August. That's a fair point.
Yeah. I got some Friday.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, rewrite that. Yeah.
Have you seen your stocks? Let's talk about stocks. But, I would say.
Lucas is 529 is in the absolute
it's
dumper.
In the toilet.
Yeah, it really is. No, you were talking about. So. And not to go negative here, I know we've already been accused of that. They won.
Steer it back to positive.
They did lose 3 out of 4 in the series, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they did.
And on top of that, they are still 500 for a team that I thought was going to win the American League win the division.
Real
so they haven't quite been up to expectations. So despite their win, there were still the same issues yesterday, and we just highlighted them. The strikeouts offensively, 10 more of them, another double-digit strikeout game for the Red Sox. I didn't check where they rank. Are they still number one in baseball?
In K's?
And you have the errors left and right. Again, what was that play from Christian Campbell yesterday?
I don't know.
You're one step away from second base. You can't step on second yourself. You got to flip it to Trevor Story.
Step on the back.
The hero of the game, who then airmails the throw.
Yeah.
So, like, defensively, they've still been horrendous. They still lead the bigs, I believe, in errors. I'll double check that. They entered yesterday number one in strikeouts in baseball. I can't imagine 10 strikeouts yesterday helped them. So, despite
they
the
are
win,
number one in strikeouts by eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true. Not a lot of teams played yesterday, so that makes sense. They probably widened the gap.
But what's frustrating is, all right, so they have a million strikeouts, but then they're tied for 18th in home runs. So going back to this, like, little quick pivot here with the drive line and the ball in the
all
air,
or nothing approach, it's nothing. Because, there's no all.
Because the Dodgers are now third in strikeout. The Rockies are in between them. But remember they were saying, well, the Red Sox are tied with the Dodgers, so that's a good thing. So the Dodgers also strike out a lot. So, okay. But the Dodgers are also first in the majors in home runs. So, see, I feel like can't be a huge disconnect. That'd be like the team being like, well, we lead the league in threes attempted. It's like, yeah, but you're like 15th in makes.
You don't make them. You
know? Yeah, right, like that. So, go ahead and blast the ball in the air, but go ahead and hit it over the fence every once in a while.
So, the Red Sox, despite the win, still lead baseball, as you said, in strikeouts. That gap widened yesterday because very few teams played.
Mm-hmm.
They also lead the big leagues in errors. Now, they played more games than Colorado and Cleveland and teams like this, but 14 errors in 14 games with two more yesterday. Another poor play from Christian Campbell. Defensively, the stick remains good overall. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what he did yesterday. He might have gone 0-for yesterday. But
wait,
overall,
who are you talking about?
Campbell? I've been happy with the bat. He was 0-for-3 with a walk yesterday, so he's on base at least. But they still lead the bigs in errors. They still lead the league in strikeouts.
He got caught stealing.
And so this is where you're at. And despite the win, I still think that's concerning. Now, as we said a couple of times, you should start fattening up on who you're going to play. The upcoming schedule goes for the Red Sox. What? What were you pointing at? Sorry.
Brian's at it again with his great Photoshops. That's us, Mr. and Mrs. Negativity. Looks like we're walking down the aisle there.
Now, who's the Mr. and who's the Mrs.?
Well, he has decided that I am the Mr. and you are the Mrs. So that was his decision. I had no input on that.
I mean, look, I don't know if we need a show poll for this, but I imagine most would agree on the characterization there.
Yeah, well,
but no, it's three in Chicago,
right?
It's three in Tampa, and then you get four more for Chicago, and these are teams that you should fatten up on. But I don't know, if you keep striking out left and right, and you keep making errors left and right, that may not be the case.
No, and that's how you can easily play down to the competition, you know, whether you're running into outs on the bases or you're just giving up extra outs when you're in the field. Because right now, the pitching hasn't been dominant enough to get away with that, right? Like, it's one thing you boot the ball away and you have a guy like Crochet just mowing everybody down. It's like, no, that's not the case. But just kind of still finding themselves, kind of figuring out where they're at, you know, 14 games now into the season, kind of even 500. But I think this next stretch, you just went over all those games, whatever that is a 12 total games.
I think
where
it's 10, right? Okay. 3-3-4, yeah.
3-3-4, and then it's even Seattle after that. But even if you just, okay, if you just want to limit it to Chicago and Tampa, I mean, 7-3? Should you go 7-3 in that stretch? And then all of a sudden you start to, you know, establish yourself as a true contender playoff team.
Tampa is 5-7. It's good to see the White Sox picking up where they left off.
Oh, my God.
They are 2-10. Worst record in baseball.
And I think Crochet is going to face him twice. He's going to face him on Sunday in Chicago. And then if everybody holds serve,
you're right,
he'll face him again at home.
The following weekend at home. You're right.
Yeah, I think he'll dominate him.
So you can jump in on this. 617-779-7937. Red Sox get a win. How important was it? Felt like a big one.
It was a good win. We liked the win.
With the schedule lightening up, they should fatten up. They needed to end it on an upswing. They did. That's the good news. Along with Walker Buehler pitching better. We'll give him credit for that. However, same issues remain for the Red Sox. They lead the big leagues in strikeouts. They lead the big leagues in errors. They had 10 more strikeouts yesterday, two more errors yesterday. Christian Campbell kind of the face of it. Can't even figure out how to step on second base and then huck it over to first, even though he wasn't charged with the error on the play.
No.
Still a head scratcher there. So you can jump in with all your thoughts on the Red Sox. 617-779-7937. We have a lot planned for you here on a Friday program. We'll get to our draft preview series, Edge Rushers, headlined by Abdul Carter, who's about to visit the New England Patriots. We have an update on his health situation as well. So we'll get to edge rushers coming up at 10:45, our draft preview series every single day at that time. We're also going to review The Clubhouse on Netflix. We've given you guys a good amount of time to watch it. At least a couple of episodes dropped on Tuesday, I think. We've been watching. We've been catching up.
D-minus.
And we have
Hold on, Duran.
You jumped the gun, Nick. We haven't officially graded it yet.
Also, do we grade it on a curve because Jones and I are both in it quite a bit? Does that help or hurt?
Maybe it hurts. Well, it depends on how you come across.
Good point.
So we'll give you thoughts on all of that, reviewing The Clubhouse coming up. We also have our Friday 4-pack at 11:30. We're going to give you a top five Friday. This is potentially a new series, Keith.
I think this could work.
The best non-major sporting events. So meaning not NFL, not Major League Baseball, not the NBA, not NHL. The best sporting events from none of those sports.
Top five. We're going to each have our own top five because I can already tell you we're not going to agree. We would not be able to come to a unanimous top
five. Well, the impetus for this is the disagreement, I'd imagine, on the Masters is really the impetus for this.
Yes.
So top five Friday comes your way at 11:45. We have the week in review at 12:45. Don't say we don't have a fully executed and jam-packed program. We'll get to all your thoughts coming up. Billy Lanny with all the latest here in trending and more thoughts on the Red Sox. They're pitching, coming around. They're righting the ship to a degree. Are they actually a better team this year? Because they haven't been so far. We'll do that next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.